none of us could ski, incidentally, when we got down there. Mm. And, you know, a crowd of sailors and amateurs were there, you see, and most of us never seen a ski. I don't think I ever had. And so we had to teach ourselves to ski, and we had great fun doing that. And when we used to knock off on Sunday afternoons, it was our free time, you see. Mm. And the first thing you had to learn was how to stop. And all you had to do was sit down. Amateurish, you know, it's laughable, really. Mm. Lamb, he'd been on skis, I think, in Finland, but he was the only man who'd ever been had his feet in them, as far as I know. Taylor, he'd worked with snowshoes in the Canadian Arctic, but he'd never actually been on skis. Mm. But we got quite good at it. We used to go skiing up on the glacier, you see, on Sunday afternoon and get practice. But this kind of thing really was pleasure skiing I'm talking about. Now, the real skiing that mattered was when we were man hauling, or actually when we had the dog skiing with the sledges. But when we were man hauling, we needed to have skins on the skis to be able to get a grip on the snow. So what we did was to cut, when we got a Weddell seal, was to cut long strips of the skin off the seal and stitch it around the skis. And you had to make sure that when you did this, the fur was the all pointing, all running the fore and aft, you know, absolutely dead straight, right down the length of the ski, otherwise you'd go crooked. I remember very well cutting a length of strip. It was part of it went under the arm, under the flipper of the seal, you see, and there was a little bit of a twiddle there in the fur. And I put it on the ski, thought it wouldn't matter, but by golly, I could hardly keep the ski in a straight course, you know, it was really troublesome. And so it was important to keep them straight. But once you got them on properly, you could go up a 45 degree slope in them, it was marvellous. And you would, you know, you'd pull anything. And what amazed me was how strong the skin was. You put them on the end of the tips of the skis, you'd stitch them on, you see, stitch the ends together, make little pockets over the tips of the skis, and then this thing was lying like a great big sort of sausage underneath. And so what you did, with a palm and needle, you stitched the edges over the top of the ski and pulled really hard, like crisscross, you see, along the length. And you know, if you put the needle in a half inch from the edge, you could pull as hard as you like, it would never tear, and it was marvellous. And in time, of course, the stuff would harden then, and you'd, you know, they'd last for ages.